Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Franklin County's jails are overcrowded. The downtown jail is 46 years old. The jail on Jackson Pike is 31 years old. A new facility is under construction that would take the place of both jails. Here to talk to me about how it will improve life for inmates and jailers is Chief Deputy Jeff Stobart. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
No problem. I appreciate the call.
The new Franklin County Jail will take the place of two jails now in use. One is downtown at 370 South Front Street. The other is on Jackson Pike. Describe how this new jail will look and how many inmates it can house.
So at the completion of the first phase, what will happen is we will shut the main jail downtown, the one at 370 South Front Street. The main jail is the oldest of our jails. It was built in 1971. It currently houses 643 inmates. So with the completion of phase one, we would shut down the main jail. With the completion of phase two of the project is when we would all be under one roof and be able to shut down both facilities.
So where's the new jail going?
The actual location is on Fisher Road. It's just east of Hague Avenue, just west of downtown. It's fairly close to the Columbus Police Training Academy, if you're familiar with where that's at.
So what will it have that these old jails don't have?
It's a different model. So our current facilities are what we would call linear, indirect supervision jails. So if you think kind of back to the old prison movies where it's bars and kind of catwalks that the staff walks around to actually physically see the inmates. That's the way our current facilities are set up. The new jail is being designed with a much more modern theme that is a podular-designed direct supervision model. Basically, the deputies would be embedded in the pods with the inmates, and it's a much better supervision model for us.
Do they have a specific jailer that's with them every time?
Operationally, we haven't decided exactly how we're going to staff these positions yet. You know, we've been blessed. We've got to travel the country and see jails all over the country, and we've seen different jails around the country take different approaches to actually staffing. You know, we continue to struggle with a pretty significant opioid epidemic here, obviously, in the state of Ohio. Ohio is the epicenter, for lack of a better term, of the opioid epidemic. What we also see is a pretty significant increase in those folks who have mental illness cycling through the doors of our jail. So those are probably the two biggest things, not only locally here in Franklin County, but it's a national problem.
So how will the pod system address the issues that these people face then?
With the deputies actually being embedded in the pod with them, we have eyes on them the whole time. You know, currently, in order for our deputies to actually see an inmate, they have to walk around catwalk.
I've been talking with Franklin County Chief Deputy Jeff Stobart about the new Franklin County Jail set to open in 2019. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.